So I could not find Miss Ellen Mikesens Wood's article, but I'll try harder. If I can't find it, I'll type it. Quote, imagine a manifesto for global capital written by a guru of globalization. Its object would be to present a picture of the world in which opposition to globalization and to capitalism itself would be futile. A world in which the best we can do is to go with the flow, lie back, and think of Nike. And I'm going to interject here because I've reminded me of when I was first sending out, waking up, you know, as I said before, I sent out some 6,000 emails because I didn't want to just send the book out, obviously. I mean, I asked folk if they wanted it. And so I used email addresses of nonprofit organizations who seemed to be doing good things and people who I assumed were of good heart, you know, public figures on the left. And I would ask and send it out. And one organization I contacted, I think they were managing a library for C.L.R. James, I believe. And the man was kind enough to send on the note that I sent to him, the notice, in fact, of this book appearing, Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And and he included me, I hope, intentionally on the distribution of this, included me in the distribution. And he said in it, this is somebody who actually thinks we can still resist. And that, I was surprised when I read that because I had been working in the trades, you know, moseying along, doing my thing, you know, just listening to the propaganda, you know, thinking, I mean, I knew we didn't have free speech in the way that, I wasn't completely naive. I had done some thinking and about the dilemma that we're in, but it surprised me nonetheless. I truly was surprised by the reaction to the book on so many different levels. I can't tell you. It was an education. A total education. And now I'm realizing it's a blessing. Partly thanks to Miklos Neasley. Maybe all thanks to Miklos Neasley. Because he showed me. And he understood this very clearly. He never said this explicitly. He showed it by what he did. What he showed was that you can't heal a wound until you probe it fully and expose it fully and clean out all the contamination. And I've realized after writing Waking Up and bringing down this amazing, this massive response, and you don't know that that's true, but it is. This because I know my body, and I've been on the planet long enough to know who and what I am. And if nobody else knows, I know. Nonetheless, that was a poison that I had not thought about and had not been examined. And now we're doing that all together. Because if it happened to me, it's happened over and over and over because I'm a nobody. I'm a nobody. I remember listening to, getting angry about it, in fact. Ralph Nader, in a kind of surreptitious, sneaky way, attacked Bernie Sanders. And he accused Bernie Sanders of being standoffish. And I'm realizing that that's like the tactic for, it is the tactic they use. First they hound people. And then they accuse them. And then, I'm talking public figures, but I'm just saying, they did it to me. I mean, and that, like, oh my goodness, that means this has happened to him. And I know people are going to think she's jumping to conclusions. But there are people with heart out there, even in the public world. And I suspect Mr. Sanders is one of them. And they don't want those folks on the planet if they have any ability to reach out to their brothers and sisters at all.